just in the behind the fish counter at the moment, and Philip's just putting some plastic bags in some buckets. And it's actually, considering it's a fish counter, it doesn't smell very, very strongly of fish. I've got customers on the other side looking at a wide range of what's on offer, because I believe you were saying earlier, Philip, that you don't always just do trout because the locals are sick to death of just having trout.
Yeah, I've started doing a little bit of range of seafood for them and just getting something different in for them.
Right, and you're going to gut these now. There's a big, I say, 4 foot long stainless steel sink here, and there's the fish are just literally being sliced. He's inserting the knife in, slicing up towards the gills, pulling the guts out. Gosh, that's done. It's that quick. Second one being done, and he's hooked his finger behind what looks like the gills. Is that the gills that you're hooking them behind?
Yeah, it is. Just hook it behind the gills, and then a quick flick of the wrist to start a tear going, and then just pull your hands apart.
And how, I mean, this is taking, what, about 10 seconds per fish?
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of timed myself for a bit of fun a couple of times, and including cleaning it, it's about 15 seconds a fish.
That's incredible. I say it would take me quite a lot longer because I'd be a lot more delicate with it, so it's quite fascinating to watch. And these particular fish are destined for?
They're going off to Deddington Farmers Market in the morning, along with a load of other bits and pieces as well.
Fantastic. Right, thank you very much for that. That's amazing.
Eight fish down, that's incredible.
Yeah, eight of them.
All you've got left now is the blood lining. Best thing, teaspoon, running water, scrape it out. One clean fish, done, ready to eat. Simple as that.
That's, I mean, 3.5-4 minutes ago they were alive and they're literally ready for the counter. The local people around here are so lucky to have such fresh fish like this. It's just amazing.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we get a lot of visitors as well. We also have some people from foreign nations who I'll kill a fish for them, skin it, fillet it, gut it, and they'll sit outside and eat it raw.
Well, you have a lot of Japanese people here, don't you?
We have a lot of Japanese, Americans, Chinese, Korean, yeah. Multinational, French, German, Canadian. Lots of visitors from all over the world.
So sushi as well, absolutely brilliant. I think I might have to try some of that. Thank you.